The offenders are targeting the most vulnerable people of our community, particularly the elderly across Dorset. They're cold calling victims on their landline telephones, and they're making claims designed to really encourage the victims to either divulge personal banking information or withdraw or transfer large sums of money. And unfortunately, people believe they're cooperating with police or the banks and then actually go ahead and assist with the caller.
I mean, and I don't think people realise that real banks wouldn't ever ask for this sort of information.
Certainly not. No, I'd like to sort of appeal to the community, really, in getting our message across that the police will never, and neither will the banks, ever ask for people's PIN numbers or bank cards. Neither will they ever ask you to withdraw or transfer money into their accounts or indeed send taxis or couriers to collect cash from you.
I suppose if you're sort of old or living alone, you're there's part of you that thinks to yourself, oh, you know, this must be important. What sort of things are they saying to them down the phone? How are they sort of getting into that conversation, and how are they getting people to hand over the cash?
Well, the methods used to deceive predominantly the elderly members of community are very varied. However, the most common are for the caller to purport to be from the police, the serious fraud squad, or indeed bank officials. And they imply that the victim's cards have been cloned or the bank account's compromised, or they have alerted somebody using the victim's cards. They then convince the victim to assist them with their operation and request the victim to withdraw the money or transfer it. And the victims who believe they're assisting the police and willing to help the police with their operation, unfortunately, are duped by this and withdraw the money or transfer it.
It certainly shows that this is these are big operations that people are running to scam people, really. This is not something quite easily done by one man and his dog sat in a house somewhere and he's scamming someone. These are organised gangs.
Indeed they are, and it's a fantastic operation by the South West Regional Organised Crime Unit, and we work closely with them throughout that. Indeed, some of the individuals who have been charged were charged with offences that occurred in Dorset. Now, many of the offences that have occurred in Dorset have been committed by organised criminals outside of the Dorset area, but it is a national problem. I really urge members of the public to be alert to these scams. If you have elderly parents, neighbours or friends that you feel may be susceptible to these crimes, then please make them aware of the telephone scams that are currently operating across Dorset. Visit Dorset Police website or speak to your local safer neighbourhood teams or call 101 to obtain further information and advice about what is happening. If you experience a suspicious call, then wait 5 minutes before you use your landline or use a friend or neighbour's phone and contact Dorset Police.